This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Zayis, Sheyesh Lo Shem Basode, Afilu Kezayis, Hanit Taifa Bishatoi, Ushachachoi, Eino Shikcha. Any olive tree that has a special reputation, even if it is only because the tree drips oil from time to time, does not have shikha, since its special name will cause it to be remembered. Bame dvorim amurim, bishmoy ubemaisav ubemakoymoy. This is true, whether its reputation, its name, is because of its name, or because of its deeds, or because of its place. Bishmai Shahaya Shif Chayni O Beishani. Its name, such as the dripper, since its olive drips with so much oil, or the shame maker, since it puts the other trees to shame. Bimasav Shuhu Oisaharbe. Its deeds, if it produces more olives than the others. Bimekoimai shu oimid betzad hagas o betzad hapirza. Its place, if it is next to a wine press or a hole in the fence. Ushar kol azesim shnayim shikha ushloisha einan shikha. For all other olive trees, two trees are considered shikha and three are not. Rabbi Yosi Aymer ein shikha lazeisim. Rabbi Yosi said that there is never any shikha for olives. Rabbi Yosi referred to the period after Hadrian laid waste to Eretz Yisrael, and the remaining olive trees were rare. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Zayis shenimsu oimed, bein sholosh shuois, shel shnei malbonim, ushchochoi, eino shikcha. If three rows of olive trees are divided by two patches of grains, shikcha does not apply to the middle tree from the middle row, since it is hidden among the surrounding trees and grains. Zayis sheyesh bay sosayim ushechachoy einay shikcha. Shikcha does not apply to a tree that has two saw of olives. Bameh dvarim amurim bezman shelo hischol bay. The law stated above regarding special trees applies only if he did not start to harvest the tree. Aval em hischol bay afilu kezayis hanitayfa b'shaitai ushechachai yesh lo shikcha. If he started to harvest but forgot to finish, then there is shikcha even for a tree with special reputation, such as those that drip oil from time to time. Kol zman sheyesh lo tachtav yesh loy b'roshay. If he forgot olives attached to the tree and remembered them while he was gathering the olives beneath it, they are not considered shikcha. Rebbe Meir Oimer, Mishetelach ha-machave. Rebbe Meir argued that even if there are no more olives beneath it, it is not considered shikcha until he has checked every hidden recess of the tree. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Ezehu Peret. What is peret that must be left of the poor? Hanoisher b'shasa b'tzira. These are the grapes that fall during the harvest. Hoya b'tzir, okatz es ho'eshkolois, huspach be'olim, nafol miyadoi la'oret v'nifrat, harehu shalbal habayis. If while picking a grape cluster, his hand got caught in the leaves, causing the cluster to fall and break, the owner may keep it. Hamaniach es hakalkola tachas hagefen b'shoa shehu baitzer, harei zeh goizel es ho'anim. If he places a basket beneath the grapevine while he harvests in order to catch the falling grapes, he steals from the poor. Al zeh nemar, al taseg gevul oilim. Of this it is written, do not steal the property of those on the rise, a polite way of saying for those who have fallen into poverty. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Ezohi Oileles. What is Oileles that must be left for the poor? Kol She'ein La Lo Kosev V'lo Notev. These are the grape clusters that have neither shoulders, which are grapes piled on one another that stick out like shoulders, nor drips, which are grapes hanging below. Im yishlo kosef o notev shel bal habayis. Im safek la'aniyim. If it has either shoulders or drips, the owner keeps it. If there's any doubt, it must be left for the poor. Oileles shebaar kuvo im nekretzes im ho'eshkol harihi shel bal habayis ve'im lav harihi shel aniyim. If a section of grapevine has both oileles and regular clusters, and they are both harvested together by cutting off that section, the owner keeps it all. If they are not harvested together, the oileles must be left for the poor. Gargir yechidi, Reb Yehuda Omer Eshkol. If a grape cluster is not made of smaller clusters as they usually are, but rather has grapes attached directly to the central stem, Reb Yehuda said it is still considered a cluster which the owner may keep. V'chachomim oimrim oileles. The Chachomim said that it is oileles and it's meant for the poor. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Ha meidel bagefanim kishem shuhu meidel b'toich shaloi kein hu meidel b'shalaniyim divrei Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, if the grapevines are too crowded to grow well and the owner wishes to uproot some to make the others grow better, then just as he destroys some of his own grapes in the process, he may also destroy those of the poor for their own benefit, since it will make their remaining grapes grow better. Rebbe Meir Oimer B'shaloi Hu Rashoi Ve'enu Rashoi B'shalaniyim. Reb Meir argued that although he may do so for his own grapes, he may not do so for the poor, since perhaps they would prefer quantity over quality. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Kerem Irvoi, Bishamai Omrim, Ein Lo Chaimish, Ve'ein Lo Bir. Beis Shammai said that when redeeming the produce of Revai, one need not add a fifth of its value, and one need not destroy Revai at the time of Bir. Ubeis Hillel Aymer Yeshlei. Beis Hillel argued that one must add a fifth when redeeming it, and one must destroy it at the time of Bir. Beis Shammai Aymer Yeshlo Peret V'yeshlo Oilelois V'aniyim Poydin La'atzman. Beis Shammai said that the laws of Peret and Oilelos apply to Revai, and the poor can redeem their portions since they also have the restrictions of Revai. U'Beis Hillel Aymer Kulay Lagas. Beis Hillel said that Peret and Oilelos do not apply to Revai, so the owner may gather it all into his wine press. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Mesechtes Peah, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Kerem Shekuloi Oilelos. Rebbe Eliezer Aymer Lebal Habayis. If an entire vineyard has only oilless grapes, Rebbe Eliezer said that the owner may keep it all. Rebbe Akiva Oitmer Lo Aniyim. Rebbe Akiva said he must leave it all to the poor. Oma Rebbe Eliezer Ki Sivtsur Lo Se'oilil Im Ein Botzer Minayin Oilelos. Reb Eliezer brought a proof from the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, when you harvest, do not take the oilelos. If there's no harvest, there is no mitzvah of oilelos. Omar lo Rebbe Akiva, v'karmcha lo se'oilel, afilu kuloi oilelos. Rebbe Akiva brought a counterproof from a different pasuk, and it says in that pasuk, do not take oilelos grapes from your vineyard, even if they are all oilelos grapes. Im kein lama nemar ki sivtzer lo se'oilel. What then does the first pasuk come to teach us? Ein la'aniyim ba'oilelos koidim habotzer. It teaches us that the poor may not take their oilelos grapes before the harvest. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Mesechtus Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hamakdish karmai achelo noi dui by ho'oilelos, in oilelos lo aniyim. If a person sanctifies his vineyard to the Beis HaMikdash before the oilelos grape become distinguishable, they do not go to the poor. Mishenoidu by ha'oilelos, ha'oilelum, ha'oilelos lo'aniyim. If he sanctifies it after they become distinguishable, they go to the poor, since the owner cannot sanctify the grapes that do not belong to him. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Yitnu Schar Gidulov La Hekdish. Rabbi Yossi said that since the land now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the poor must pay the Beis HaMikdash for the value of having their grapes grow on that land. Ezehi shikha be'oris. What is considered shikha for the grape vines that grow on elevated supports? Kol she'enai yachal lifshait es yadai velitla uva roigliais Mishiyaver Hemeno. Once the harvester passed by them and cannot stretch out his hand to take them from where he stands? For grapevines that grow along the ground, Shikha applies as soon as he stands, as he passes them by.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.